I'll always be there. And when you're in doubt,
Hockman and Crowder simulcast.
When you're in danger.
So we're on our headphones and we're listening to the song as you are. This is The Promise by When in Rome. And this song was a huge hit when I was in college. So this came out, I'm going to say, I graduated 87. I'm going to say like 89 or 90. This is a big hit. Crowder looked at me. He does this with every song. This is from such and such. Most of the time he's wrong, but he believes it's from a movie or a television show. You say this is from old school?
Yeah, this is an old school.
So he's like, listen, this song. He's like, that's from old school. I just said, I got a funny story about this song. When I was at college, and this song was a huge hit, When in Rome is playing a nightclub in Miami, Miami Beach. I want to say like Club New or something like that. NU, Club New, like one of these clubs that doesn't exist anymore. And so my buddy and I were like, hey, let's go see them or whatever. And, you know, it's South Beach. Now it's 2 in the morning. It's 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
This damn band has not taken the stage. And then I came to the realization that Jarvis could have walked out there and sang the song. Who the hell knew what these guys looked like? And it was obviously going to be a track, like it was at a nightclub or whatever.
Yeah.
So who the hell is Jarvis could have walked out there? I'm like, what the hell am I doing here with this? Can anyone confirm that that song was in old school? 67974.
That.
Is that true? You're sure?
Oh, no, I'm 100%
because you've said
sure
that about a million songs that have not been in what you said that they were in.
I know. When that song came to my – when I heard it, the first thing I thought of was You My Boy Blue.
You My Boy Blue.
Yeah, so I know that's old school.
Text
I,
it in. 67974.
I don't listen to music, so I do like movies. I don't like series. All I do is I watch movies. So I correlate most songs with movies.
But again, I understand it. I'm just saying most of the time you're wrong.
No,
didn't we play – what was the joke you played on him, Solana, where we played –
Y'all have these bitty bop songs, and I believe they're all in Family Matters.
Yeah, yeah. Family Matters or what's the other
Full
one?
House.
Full House. Yeah, every song that comes on, he goes, oh, yeah, that was in Full House. Whoa, the breaking news music. What's going on?
The Promise by When in Rome, confirmed not in old school.
Not in old school, of course.
They play the instrumental.
No, it's in Napoleon Dynamite.
That's what everyone's texting in, Napoleon Dynamite.
And I love Napoleon Dynamite.
You love
too.
That? That's like one of your top 10 movies.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Uncle Rico, what the hell are you laughing at, Adrian? Oh, okay. I thought you was bad mouthing on Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite, I don't think it's as good a movie as you say it is.
What?
Good movie, but
Napoleon Dynamite.
It's fine.
Bro, the dance.
I'll give it a bang. Yeah, dance.
Uncle Rico.
Hey, do you have Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper? That's the song from the dance. You'll know that in a heartbeat. See if you have that, Solana.
Bro, Napoleon
that to me
Dynamite.
Is that's a classic scene. The dance is a classic scene.
Uncle Rico going to sell the Tupperware.
that is a good scene.
Come on, man.
That
the picture that Napoleon drew for the girl.
That you know what? There is. I'm not telling you it's not a great movie. I'm just telling you I don't think it cracks my top 10.
Throw that football over those mountains. I had to do hit him in the face with a steak. Come on, man.
Let's get headlines here. We got a lot of stuff to get to today on the simulcast portion of this program. So let's get headlines real quick with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Yesterday, the Florida Panthers, they got a dub. They beat the San Jose Sharks 5-3. They're back on the ice tomorrow in Anaheim. They begin a West Coast road trip. That's at 10 p.m. versus the Ducks.
Now, when you say they begin a West Coast road trip, don't you mean they began?
They did begin a West Coast road trip. They continue that West Coast road trip.
The only reason I'm pressing you on this is it sounds like from the way that you said that you're unaware of where San Jose is.
Mm-hmm.
I have an aunt that lives in San Jose, so I'm going to have to disagree with that statement.
Okay, but if they played yesterday in San Jose and they play tomorrow, where'd you say they play?
Anaheim.
In Anaheim, and you said they begin a West Coast road trip, but they played yesterday.
It's a 305.
Dolly. Boy, are you lucky.
He ran you off.
You are so lucky. Pitbull saved you. 305. You are so lucky. All right, what else you got in the headlines?
Love me some Pitbull. The Champions League round of 16 begins today. You have Atletico de Madrid hosting Liverpool, and Dortmund will host Paris Saint-Germain.
Where's Dortmund?
Dortmund is in Germany.
Oh.
Borussia Dortmund.
Borussia Dortmund.
Borussia Dortmund.
Some ugly name.
That's an ugly-sounding woman, isn't
Borussia.
It? I want to introduce you to Borussia. I want to set you up on a blind date. Oh, yeah?
What's her
yeah,
name?
Yeah. Borussia Dortmund.
I'm good. She sounds hungry. She wants to eat.
Borussia Dortmund for
steak.
Two.
Yeah. You want no sides?
Steak. Morrison's Cafeteria. Hello.
Meat.
Hi, Joel. All right, what else you got, Solana? What is going on here?
We have a goal in the Madrid-Liverpool game. Atletico has taken a 1-0 lead in the fourth minute. Saúl Ñíguez has scored for the Madrileños.
All right. Look at that.
What's his last name?
Ñíguez.
Huh?
I'll tell you the way I pronounce it.
don't slip up, Jack. Don't slip up, Jack.
All right, what else you got, Solana?
Oh, come on, man. Mel Kiper's. Mel Kiper's 2.0 mock draft has been released. Are you guys interested?
Man, elf Mel Kiper.
I've looked at it several times, and I think that obviously he's got Tua now going third, and he's got the Dolphins taking Justin Herbert fifth.
Like I was going number 20 to Green Bay.
Well,
huh?
I will tell you this, though. The notion that Tua is going to be available at number five is that's off the board at this point. Because either someone's trading up to get him, or someone like Detroit that owns that pick is going to take him. And who's to say even that, I guess Washington wouldn't pass up on Chase Young, but who's to say even that the Giants wouldn't just grab him, and now you've got an unbelievable asset, either in Daniel Jones or Tua Tagovailoa. The Dolphins are not going to be able to take him at five, and so they're going to have to figure out how exactly they want to play this draft.
And go get him.
And I agree. I think you got to go get him. Well, and the Drew Brees thing today, I think, really hammers that home. Go ahead. Were you going to say the draft, or did I just ruin it? The mock draft, or did I just ruin it?
I mean, you ruined it, but that was kind of the big highlight there. The Dolphins no longer.
What is Mel Kiper's? What is his lottery balls that he rolls in his garage say about the draft?
And by the way, this is his draft 2.0. This is going to have 15 different changes by the time. Yeah. When is it? April 23rd, I think.
Yeah.
By the time end of April rolls around, there's going to be 15 different derivations of
and
this.
On 15.0, I was supposed to make a guaranteed $8 million.
Sorry, son.
And I went third round, not $8 million.
Damn Mel Kiper.
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred has defended his punishment of the Houston Astros players. Or lack thereof.
That guy needs to sat his ass down.
Yes.
Normally we do that on Tuesdays, but we'll do – or normally we do that on Mondays.
Monday.
We'll do Cheers 2 today because it is Tuesday, and maybe we'll play Sat Your Ass Down tomorrow when we're back in the studio. But, I mean, Rob Manfred – I mean, this Astros cheating scandal is as bad as I have ever seen in cheating, and they can't get this right. They cannot get this right.
And then Rob Manfred called his own trophy.
His own trophy.
A hunk of metal.
That's the commissioner's trophy. The World Series trophy is the commissioner's trophy. And now he wants to diminish its value. What am I going to do taking the trophy back? Yeah, take the trophy back and sat your ass down.
Everybody hates Roger Goodell. Hey, Roger, hold my beer.
You're exactly right.
Watch this.
You're exactly right. What else, Solana?
Canes Hoops, they beat Wake Forest over the weekend. A nice win for Jim Larrañaga and the
that
boys.
That was a nice win.
71-54. That was on Saturday. They're back in action tomorrow. They're in Virginia Tech, 9 p.m. tip-off time.
All right. Anything else?
The Heat return from the All-Star break on Thursday. They're at Atlanta before Dwayne Wade's jersey retirement ceremony here against the Cavaliers on Saturday. And finally, guys, ants stretch when they wake up in the morning.
Is that so?
They have an exoskeleton.
I didn't even know that ants sleep.
Oh, yeah, they got to sleep.
Do fish sleep?
Yes, fish sleep.
I don't think they do.
Sharks sleep, but they move when they sleep.
Well, that's not sleep.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Birds sleep and move when they sleep.
Well, that's not sleep.
It is sleep.
No, it's not.
No, frigate birds, they go real high and they catch a breeze and they just put their wings out and they soar and sleep and they catch the wind and rest. And they sleep. Yeah.
Rest is not sleep.
Bro, but it's sleep.
Nope.
You just said
it was rest.
But you're saying human sleep where you had to lay in a bed. You think that ants get to lay in a bed and put a little cover over them?
Listen, I know what sleep is, and if you're moving and soaring, you ain't sleeping.
Yes, you are.
No, you're not.
You're gliding.
Nope.
Or sharks that swim in a straight line, and they sleep, and they swim in big straight lines.
I'm sorry, they swim?
Yes.
But they're sleeping?
And your heart beats when you're asleep, don't it?
Sorry, Jack. Doesn't
your heart beat when asleep?
Yes.
Involuntary muscles?
Uh-huh.
What if sharks have involuntary swim muscles while they sleep? What, do you stop breathing when you sleep? Your lungs move because those are involuntary muscles. They have sleeping involuntary muscles. Oh, I'm a genius scientist.
No, but I'm not suggesting that sleeping shuts down all body activity.
Yeah.
I am telling you that when you're sleeping, you don't move. For the most part, you may move
yes.
a little bit in the bed. Depends. I don't know. Maybe you have a Craftmatic and you bring it up or back or whatever.
Sleep number.
But a sleep number.
You know your sleep number?
I don't know my sleep number.
I don't either. I can't afford a sleep number.
Listen, from the stories you've told about doing number one in the bed, your sleep number is one.
Bro, if I got a sleep mattress, I would kill it in the first night. It would get wet.
Right. The thing can't last.
Damn, man. I go to the bathroom, man.
All right.
I sleep hard.
What else? You got weather?
Yeah, let's get to weather now. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is mostly cloudy, 81 degrees currently. Tonight, the low will drop to the low 70s across South Florida. We'll now head over to our
radar.
I'd actually like to correct you. Today's forecast, 99% chance of wine. It's National Wine Day. Celebrate with a sip of your favorite at Twin Peaks. Glasses are half off all day long. Valid at participating locations only.
Hey!
I finally got Crowder's attention. It is National Drink Wine Day. Glasses are half off all day long at participating Twin Peaks locations.
I love me some Pinot Grigio.
What's on the radar there, Solana?
And
you should have seen his eyes light up, man. For a second, he was moving around so much. For a second, I thought he fell asleep. Huh?
Involuntary muscles.
All right, what else, Solana?
And 69%.
Nice.
Chance of humidity.
All right. You have a sponsor?
Yeah, that's brought to you by Hialeah Park. And for the best poker tournaments in South Florida, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Visit HialeahPark.com for a poker tournament schedule. Plus, join us for $75,000 guarantees March 7th through 13th. Why play anywhere else? Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
Somebody texts in, several people texting in, sleepwalking. Have you ever heard of sleepwalking?
Mm.
Yeah, that's why they don't call it sleeping. They call it sleepwalking. Like, nobody sees somebody walking around and goes, hey, look, they're sleeping. They go, they're sleepwalking because they're not sleeping. They're also walking. If that was just typical sleep, they would go, hey, look at the guy over there. He's sleeping.
But different things eat differently. They go to the bathroom differently. And different mammals and animals, including humans, sleep differently, huh?
How do you know an ant is sleeping?
They're chilling.
Boom. Is that it, Solana? You got all the sponsors in?
I got all the sponsors in, bro.
Adam Beasley is going to join us next from the Miami Herald. Adam Beasley, I want to talk to him about Tua Tagovailoa and the way things seem to be fluid. Is that a fair
yes.
way of describing the draft situation? Things are fluid, and I wonder what the Dolphins are thinking, and Adam Beasley might have a little beat on that.
You gals and girls and ladies and gentlemen, anybody into sports nutrition and supplements, I have been, when I was 11, 12 years old, taking protein shakes, trying to get my body right. You got to get the Vitamin Shoppe and stop sacrificing performance for taste. You don't have to eat the sawdust anymore. You don't have to close your nose when you're drinking your protein shake anymore. Body Tech has your back. They have flavors right now as mighty as you are, and they have cereal-inspired protein and more. It's all powered by Level Up Taste Technology, and it's only at the Vitamin Shoppe. Discover a huge selection of trusted supplements that are independently tested now, insured for quality and potency. They work now. They fuel your body. They get you right, but they're not disgusting like we've had to do for so long. I had to do for over 20 years. Body Tech saved all of our lives with this. They are going to watch out for you. They're going to get your pre-workouts, your aminos, your BCAAs, your protein, all the stuff we love to take, but now it is delicious. Now it's like drinking a protein shake, but you're like drinking a milkshake, guys. Backed by the quality promise and engineered to help you activate your best body no matter what level level you're at. Now, you're talking about middle school, high school, college. If you're a professional, you got to get Body Tech, from supplements that make your workout work a little harder to recovery that makes you come back stronger. This is rocket fuel for your ultimate goals. If you want to find out what you're made of and you want delicious taste involved, you got to check out Body Tech brands. Know your limits. Find Body Tech sports nutrition and supplements at Vitamin Shoppe stores and vitaminshoppe.com. That's vitamin shoppe.com. Stop drinking the sawdust. Stop holding your nose. Go to the Vitamin Shoppe.
All right, let's take a quick break here. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie University Drive. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Come see Yami. We'll be here till 6.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Adam Beasley next on Hockman and Crowder. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. Maybe you think it's Monday because we're at Twin Peaks in Davie. It's not. We were off yesterday, and so we are doing our weekly Twin Peaks show today. And this will be an interesting abbreviated week for Crowder. Crowder is working with me in the studio tomorrow.
Yep.
And then you'll be off Thursday and Friday.
Yes.
Friday, I'm going to be doing the show with Adam Beasley.
Wow.
From the Miami Herald. Oh. And Adam Beasley is joining us right now. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I wanted to host with him on Friday because I wanted to feel what it's like to host with a professional athlete.
What happened?
You know, well, he got the hole in one, if you remember, and so and then you bleeped all over it because miraculously now you have a hole in one. Isn't that weird?
That
That's so crazy. You never told that story.
Yeah, sometimes when you're just great like that, you don't really remember everything.
I mean, who doesn't remember a hole in one? Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald is joining us. What's up, Bees?
Yeah, the worst part of this is that Crowder's even got Darlington in on the scam now. I mean, he
on Twitter national said
it happened, and now there are two liars involved.
It's not a scam.
He co-opted national media to keep his story straight. That's crazy.
Haters gonna hate. Haters going
hate. And that's you. You're the hater here.
Haters going hate.
Hating on Beasley's hole in one. I wanted to talk some Dolphins with you, Bees. That's why I wanted to have you come on. And Drew Brees, before the show, I didn't even know this when I texted you this morning, but Drew Brees announced he's coming back for his 20th season. And for a lot of Dolphins fans, that really kind of puts a dagger where it counts because, as Vic Bermudez, our old producer, pointed out via Twitter, you know, Dante Culpepper has been retired since 2009,
yeah.
And Drew Brees has announced today he's coming back for another season, which leads me to the greater point, which is the Dolphins can't get this wrong again. They cannot get it wrong again. And I don't know what the right answer is, by the way, but I am convinced, and tell me if you agree, I am convinced at this point there is zero chance Tua Tagovailoa is available at the number 5 slot.
Oh, my. I wouldn't say zero because we don't know for certain. Lee Steinberg's been doing this for years. He's the agent for Tua, and he's been doing this for years. And he knows how to work the media. And we don't know for certain that the information that we've been getting out of his camp about him being 100% healthy and everything looks great and the hip is no longer broken and everything is back in its socket and all that, we don't know for certain that's accurate. We think it is. We think it would be an enormous mistake on his part not to be forthcoming at this point. We'll know this time next week because the scouting combine starts on Monday, and all those players go out there, and not only do they meet with teams and work out, although Tua won't work out, he'll go out there and meet with teams, but also go through a rigorous physical, and that'll include MRIs, CT scans, whatever teams believe they need to get the most information. So I guess you're saying, is there a 0% chance it could come back that the imaging isn't great, that the cheerful song and dance we've been hearing isn't quite so cheerful, and then he could slip. But if his health is as advertised, if he is, you know, on track to be ready to throw in April and certainly not miss any of training camp and potentially start week one for a team, yeah, someone's going to use a top 5 pick on him. There are going to be concerns that even if this injury is healed, he's susceptible to additional injuries because he's kind of been snake bit when it comes to health. But there will be a team that is desperate and eager enough to fix that problem that they're going to draft Tua. The question is, are the Miami Dolphins that team? And are they willing to take any risk health-wise to get the guy that everybody thinks could be the next Drew Brees? Because you framed it in a perfect way, Hawk. I mean, there are options. And of course, the Dolphins didn't make it easy on themselves. By winning those last two games, they put themselves in this position where they're uncertain, where they're going to have to make a decision they might not be comfortable with. If they had a number one pick in the draft, it wouldn't be an issue. Joe Burrow would be their guy. They would probably already have him in aqua and orange, because I think you can basically draft a guy and start, if you're the number one pick, start working on a contract whenever you want. But no, it's going to be deliciously interesting for us, and we don't know for certain how this is going to pan out. But you're right, the chance now for error, the chance for them picking the wrong guy and getting scared off by an injury, or picking a guy who is injured chronically, is real, and it's going to make for a fascinating offseason.
And Bees, like you said, we don't know when everybody starts playing around, the smoke screens, the BS from teams. Is there any chance in hell the Dolphins leave the top five without a quarterback?
Oh, God. I mean, yeah, sure.
Oh,
I mean,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. because what happens if three teams trade into the top four? I mean, we'll say the Bengals take one at one, and then three and four, the Lions – And the Giants get offers they can't refuse from other teams, and somehow the rug gets pulled out from underneath the Dolphins. I mean, it's not impossible. Let me ask you this, guys, though: if Tua, you're not totally sold on his health, and Burrow's off the table because the Bengals take him, and we can get into that in a second if he's going to pull an Eli. But let's say, for the sake of argument, that he's a good soldier and he goes and plays in Cincinnati. If you're the Dolphins and you're not in love with Justin Herbert, or you're in the Dolphins and you're not in love with Tua's health, do you take that risk at five, taking a guy you're only 80% sold on because you set up this entire offseason for that draft? I think that's how teams get themselves into deep, deep trouble.
I mean, yeah, I think you have to force yourself to love someone at that point. Yeah. I mean, at some point, the optics would be so bad.
Isn't it what I tell guys when they're getting married, Bees? I say, listen, bro, if you're looking for 100% out of a woman, she's not going to give it to you. Get you 80, 85%, you got you a wife. And that's true. Now, I don't know if y'all want to admit it as husbands, but
I will not.
True.
No, I would not
okay.
admit that.
Okay, I don't know if Bees will either. But it's true.
110%. Well, who am I kidding? She's not listening to your show. 80% is fine.
Yeah, Justin, my wife doesn't know how to make crawfish.
My wife's not listening. I'm going to go 38%. The good news is I'm only given 20%.
I totally get your point, but let me put you in the shoes of Brian Flores and Chris Greer. And they've been waiting their entire lives for this offseason, for this moment, for this opportunity. And it's not a stretch to say if you're a candidate of color, if you're African-American and you mess up, you don't get a second chance as much as white candidates do. Is that a fair assessment of the lay of the land, the NFL?
100%.
I'll defer.
So I don't think it's a stretch. I think that's just what the evidence shows us. So you've got to get it right or your career might not ever be the same. And the stress they must be feeling has to be absolutely through the roof. And so and here's another side of the coin. So say they think, man, Tua's health really does scare me. Or Herbert, he just doesn't have that pocket awareness. I could see taking him at 16, but not at 5. He's not going to be there at 16 or 18, whatever their second pick is. Can they go to Steve Ross and say, let's do it again. Let's kick the can down the road one more year, see if we can develop Rosen, roll out there with Fitz, maybe find another guy in free agency or via a trade, and then go into the 2021 draft with half the picks in the first round because they could get
Rosen. We're still holding that out as a possibility.
It's not a likely one, but
hope not.
What would you rather do?
I'll tell you what I would try to
buy yourself another year.
I would tell you what I would rather do. If they are not in love with Justin Herbert and they're not going to get Tua and they're not going to get Joe Burrow, then I would like them to go out and get a quality, and I love Ryan Fitzpatrick, but there is a quality number there's a number of quality free agent quarterbacks available. So put yourself in the running for Teddy Bridgewater or someone that actually
– Rivers, Cam.
Phillip Rivers, yeah. Cam Newton. Who knows who? But you cannot go into next season without either the quarterback of the future on the roster or someone who can – elevate the performance from last year on the roster. And again, I love Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right, and if I'm Tom Garfinkel and Jeremy Walls and the people responsible for selling tickets to that building, I would agree with you. Because how do you? I mean, maybe from an organizational development and roster building perspective, patience might be the key. But this is a business, and that place was bleak the last half of the season, even when they were winning games. I mean, if they weren't playing one of the bigger draws, the place was bleak. And there, you know, and even when the stadium was full, it was half Eagles fans, right? I mean, that Philadelphia game was basically South Side East or South Side South or whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, I mean, from a business standpoint, I agree with you, Hawk. But what does getting 117-year-old Phillip Rivers in here do for you? I mean, what even Tom Brady, what does that do for you aside from a sugar high for 2020?
But that's okay. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with a sugar high. I mean, I'm not even being facetious. Like,
but isn't Fitzpatrick is kind of a sugar high? We know he's not going to take you anywhere, he's excited.
He's not Phillip Rivers, though. I mean, we haven't seen great quarterback play down here, and I'm not even in love with Phillip Rivers, to be quite honest. But I just think there's enough guys out there where if it's not, I mean, you've got three picks in the first round of the draft. How could they walk away from that number five without a quarterback?
Well, let me ask you it this way. I kind of teased it earlier in the segment. If you're Joe Burrow and you're hearing Carson Palmer, whose brother is your quarterback's trainer, right? I mean, he's a guy that's coaching him up, getting him ready for the draft. If you're Joe Burrow and you hear one of the best players in franchise history saying, "Place the dumpster fire, don't go there." And if that's what Palmer's saying publicly, imagine what he's saying privately. Do you force Cincinnati's hand? Do you say I will refuse to play for you? We can do it quietly, or we can do it very loudly. I can go to you quietly and say, "Hey, work out a trade, and these three teams are fine." And if you don't do that, I am going to threaten to sit out a year. I am not going to play. I will go do something else. And I'll go play in the XFL or something absurd. Like, that's no leverage, of course, but refuse to report to the Bengals. Do you think Cincinnati would? Because, hell, the Dolphins have more to offer than any team in the NFL. They could offer, if they wanted, which I think would be a stretch, three first-round picks for Joe Burrow. They could do that right now. Who says no to that deal, do you think?
Probably nobody, Bees, but I wanted to ask, when you were talking about, I was thinking about it, does that put a bad taste in the other team's mouth, like what Eli did? Why wouldn't it? I was reading articles on your Twitter where you're talking about guys with natural leadership ability and non-natural leadership ability. A guy that comes out and says, "I'm not playing for that team," it would just make me look at him a little differently as a player and as a leader.
Well, not if the Dolphins are behind the scenes orchestrating it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if Steve Ross and back channel to Burrow's representatives are saying, "We will not look at you poorly at all if you force your way into Miami," I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, I understand it.
No, but he's talking about strategically placing it, where if he just flat out says, "Cincinnati, I'm not coming there," and just opens it up to everybody, no other team would look at that differently.
His ability overcomes. Giants are glad that Eli did that?
And that's the thing. Eli's situation is the only precedent I have of that, and he was a two-time Super Bowl MVP.
I mean, Elway did it, right?
Yeah, Elway did it as well.
He forced his way out, yeah, and he had a Hall of Fame career. So you have two guys that did that, and they came up. It just when they always want to look at this off the field and intangible stuff. A guy saying, "Nope, I'm not gonna go the way that every other player goes in the draft. I'm gonna choose where I want to go." It's just funny to me that teams won't look at that negatively, and some of them would actually look at it positively, because Bees just made me think about it. They can orchestrate that then.
Channing, I hope you're never in my union, because you just sold out the entire players' union to get. Oh, shouldn't these players have the agency to have some say where they're going? Aren't you a man of the people, Channing?
No, I'm a man of money. And I went third round. Mel Kiper lied to me.
But we see this over and over. I mean, Andre Iguodala is a member of the Miami Heat because he flat out refused to play for Memphis. It's not that he's coming out of the draft and doing it, but I mean, players do this, and I don't think anyone looks differently upon someone because of that. You want to get talent on your roster. Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald, he covers the Miami Dolphins. He'll be hosting the show with me on Friday. You could read his work in the Miami Herald. And just on the way out here, Beasley, there's no indication from the Dolphins on what they're planning as far like you've received no indication.
No, I mean, it's not like Chris called me before the segment and said, hey, dude, we're definitely taking Tua.
But you're around it. Like, you have no gut on to what they're doing right now.
Because I think any of three or four scenarios could happen. In all seriousness, this sounds like a cop-out, but it's true. I think that there is a world in which they package enough for Cincinnati and go up and get Joe Burrow. I think there is a world in which they talk themselves into Tua if his medicals are clean next week. And I think there's a world in which they settle for Justin Herbert. I think all those things are possible. What I would be stunned about, like you, is if we're sitting here on whatever, April 27th or whatever the draft is, and it's pick number six, and the Dolphins either made a pick that was not a quarterback or traded out of that pick and punted on the position, that would be surprising to me. But I don't think it's a 0% chance that happens. I think there is a real possibility that they talk themselves out of this completely.
Wow, that would shock me, and I think every other Dolphins fan. Adam Beasley, read his work in the Herald. I'll see you on Friday, Bees.
All right, see you guys.
There you go. We're going to
do too good.
Debut.
Hey, Bees, don't do too good Friday.
You said that so defeatedly. Hey, don't do too good.
I wanted to stutter through all his answers. Keep my
don't
job,
do
man.
Too good.
I got a baby on the way.
We're going to have a new segment in the next segment. Hot Mike with Jay Figg.
I'm excited.
Everybody loves to hear from Jay Figg. Of course, she had a losing week last week. She went 1-3.
That's what she does.
It's what she does. But Fade Figg is not till tomorrow. This is a brand-new segment called Hot Mike with Jay Figg. We turn over the segment to her. She'll give us some entertainment, news, concert, whatever it is. Hot Mike with Jay Figg. Now, anybody do any drinking this weekend?
Yes.
And by the way, it was rhetorical,
I'm sorry.
Had a feeling you
I
were
got
gonna
your
answer
back,
that
bro.
Anyway. Anybody do any drinking? But you know how much a mixed drink can be when you're out. I was on Lincoln Road yesterday on the beach. You know how much a mixed drink can cost you?
$75.
And then ask for a double. $327. The math doesn't even work out. I have the solution for when you want a mixed drink or cocktail when you're home. I have talked about this for a while now. I'm talking about the Drink Maker from DrinkWorks. DrinkWorks drinks are as good as any you've had while you're out. The proof is right there in the glass. By the way, next month is March. You got March Madness around the corner, which would be a perfect time to have the bar at home. You have friends over, watch the games. The Drink Maker works like a fancy automatic espresso machine. You press a button. You put the pod in. You press a button. The machine does the rest. Only it's premium cocktails, not coffee. Looks great on the countertop. It's made by Keurig. They know what they're doing. Everybody's got a Keurig coffee maker at their house, at least a lot of people do. From old fashions to Moscow mules, margaritas, cosmopolitans, even beers, sangria, the Drink Maker is the perfect way to try an old favorite or find a new one. In 60 seconds, you're going to have an ice-cold cocktail or mixed drink, and it's all contained right there in the pod. Right now, DrinkWorks has lowered the price by $100 for a limited time only. So you get this great deal on the Drink Maker, plus they throw in free shipping. You get all of that, plus DrinkWorks will give you 3 months to try it out. And if you don't love it, they'll give you a full refund, no questions asked. The only way to get the amazing Drink Maker with free shipping and a 90-day guarantee, go to drinkworks.com. That is DrinkWorks, drinkworks.com. You don't need to punch in a code when you're checking out. The best deal is already included right there. So don't wait. This amazing offer won't last long. Drinkworks.com. Do it right now. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. We'll take a quick break. We will come back with Hot Mike and Jay Figg next on Hockman and Crowder. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. This is a great new service I'm going to tell everybody about, and then we'll bring on Jay Figg for some hot mic. This is a great new service. You might have grill flame out, might be in a pinch. Go to cinch.com, cinch, and it's spelled, by the way, C-Y-N-C-H. Cinch is a new home delivery service for propane grill tanks. Their no-hassle online ordering process makes ordering your new tanks as easy as going to cinch.com. You think about it. You drag the tank to the whatever convenience store. Then you got to get the person out from behind the desk to open up the thing that's got them all locked in. And blah, 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 blah. This is a convenient home delivery service. They deliver right to your door. You get fired up for your next barbecue. There's no delivery fees. You choose your delivery date, and Cinch handles the rest. It is ridiculously easy to order. You can exchange any brand of tank. They'll take your old tank away. And right now, for a limited time, new customers can get their first tank for just $10 by visiting cinch.com and using the promo code GETCINCH. G-E-T-C-Y-N-C-H. That's cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. Use the promo code Get Cinch. Just choose your delivery date, and cinch.com handles the rest. No commitment fees. There's no membership. Visit cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com, and start your order today. You could save time and money by ordering your next propane tank from cinch.com. That is convenient, right?
You got customer number one right here.
I'm telling you, everyone I've told this about is like, sign me up right now.
That's because, a headache going to take that crap.
And then you got to get the person to come out. Can you unlock the tanks? I want to get a new tank. Yeah, let me just help this person right here. They're filling out a Western Union thing. I'll be with you in 13 minutes or so.
You got a customer in me.
Go to cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. Use the promo code GETCINCH. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, a brand new feature with our friend Jen Figueroa. This is called Hot Mic.
Pick up your guitar. Grab your sticks. Plug in your amp. It's time for the Hot Mic with Jay Fig.
Grab your stick.
Hey, guys.
I got it.
You got it?
I
got
it.
What's up, Jay Fig? She's back in the studios. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie on University Drive. There she is.
That's me.
Was that you or was that a tape of you?
No, it was a tape.
All right. Jay Fig, she has got entertainment and music. She is into music. Her wheelhouse is music. And so now we get a little update from her on Tuesdays. So go ahead, Jay Fig. What do you got for us?
All right, well, today is the second year anniversary of Fergie performing the national anthem at the All-Stars game.
How'd you think Chaka Khan did? Did you see
was not able to watch.
She How about you?
It. Chaka Khan killed it.
Killed it dead?
Different. It was different.
It was different. Fergie's was
terrible.
I mean,
it was so good, it was terrible.
It wasn't so. Fergie's was so bad.
That boy good.
It was good and terrible. I still can't get over that she tried to make the national anthem sexy.
Yeah.
Fergie's at the tail end of being sexy anyway because of the age. Just happens. And
she tried to improvise way too much.
Now you're going to try to make one of the most unsexy songs in history sexy?
Freedom is sexy.
Freedom is sexy. That's a good point.
Freedom is sexy.
Good point. You know what? I think you shut me up on that one. Mark it down, Solana. 1-0 Fig right now.
It's something cool to yell.
Freedom is sexy.
Yeah.
Well, listen, shut me up.
Well,
I can't argue it. I can't argue it.
Yes.
You know, when you point out a factoid and you can't argue it, victorious.
Big round of applause for the troops.
That's the easiest. Yeah, the easiest. If you ever, that's a pro tip. You ever go up, Crowder does a lot of speaking engagements.
You taught me this.
If things aren't going well, you feel like you don't own the crowd, you feel like you might be losing them, hey, before I go on, how about a big round of applause for our troops?
Yeah.
I don't care where you're at. You will get people's attention. Now you got them back. Easy applause, guys. All right, Jay Fig, what else you got?
Well, fun fact, the Staples Center where she performed is actually on Figueroa Street, so hashtag Figgy.
Did not
Figgy
know
fresh.
That.
What
and
is
that's
a Figueroa?
Fig, that's
flowers?
That's on the east side?
It's on the east side.
Yeah, DJ Figgy Fresh on the east side.
Yeah. Staples Center on the – why, Figueroa means something?
I'm just because there's so
my
many,
last name?
But there's so many Figueroas, like, does it mean
does
something?
Does it matter? This is my segment, okay.
Like, my name Randolph means Shield Wolf.
Look, let's not
really?
Get into your name
yeah.
right now.
Is that true?
Yeah, it means Shield Wolf.
Shield Wolf?
Shield Wolf. Protector Wolf.
Mine just means figs.
Like, all right.
Like, ah, it means something more. I'm looking
really
to it for you.
What okay. else you got, Jay Fig?
All right. Well, trending on Twitter, they have the best songs with parentheses in the title. But I went ahead and I chose a couple songs for you guys.
Okay.
Including myself. So for me, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman by Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay.
For Dan Day, I have Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring.
That is so perfect, man.
Yes.
That is so perfect. This is almost like a little Mount Rushmore you're giving here,
Wait,
Jay
hold, I've got so much for you guys.
All okay. right.
You Drive Me Crazy by Britney for Channing Crowder.
But huh? What is what's in parentheses on that
You
title?
Drive Me.
It is? Oh,
it
right.
Is.
The song is called Crazy. You
Correct.
Drive Me is in parentheses.
Correct.
That's
really?
Good. And
like
I'm
Britney
with that.
Spears?
You Drive Me Crazy.
No, you crazy. Make me feel so, like a natural.
Isn't that
like
so
that
good?
Better.
Well, yeah. for Hawkman, I have Signed, Sealed, Delivered by Stevie
I'm
Wonder.
I'm yours.
You are, yes.
Nobody right. wants
and
you.
For Solana, I have When You Gonna Give It Up to Me by Sean Paul.
Wow.
Just because I feel like
he's a virgin.
That seems like a come on, doesn't it?
No, it's
Adrian,
not, no, no.
Adrian is looking at me. Wait a second. Jay Fig, if you say to a guy, a dude.
Okay, this is
I've
not
thinking,
me dedicating this song to Solana.
You
I'm
just
saying
said,
this is
you
kind
just
of like
said,
a song that he would listen to about you or something.
You just said, I'm trying to figure out songs with parentheses in the title that equate to each of you. And you looked at Solana and said, when you going to give it to me?
I actually did not look at him. Okay,
uh-oh.
Let's not get into this conversation.
I'm not. I think something's going on. Look at Jarvis looking over here. Jarvis like, what's going on there? Everybody else like, who the hell's Jarvis?
I figured out what Figueroa means now.
Shut up, Brittany.
Shoot your shot.
With it, with it.
Shoot your shot, J-Fig. Use segment number one to seal that deal.
No. Okay.
All right, what else you got?
J.J. Watt finally ties the knot this weekend with his soccer player girlfriend, Kalia Ojai.
I love J.J. Watt. I don't care that he gets a bunch of hate from people that think he's too cool or too good.
Trying too hard
trying
to not
too
be
hard.
What he is. I'm
but
in that camp.
I don't, like, what do you think he's trying too hard not to be?
Himself.
But what, like, what do you think himself
I think
is?
I think he's lame. He's just a big, strong, lame dude, but now he wants to try to get into the hip-hop culture
don't
and all
don't hate on
the,
him.
Yeah.
No. I understand that I'm
no,
a part of a
there's
group.
There's a
there
lot
is a big
of people
yeah.
that think what Channing does.
Yeah.
I love
like,
that
bro,
dude.
Where is he from? Like Wisconsin?
I have,
some
no, I
where,
have
like,
no idea.
Yeah, you're not. That's not you, big man.
Solana's texting me. What is going on here with me and Fig?
Nothing.
That's crazy.
Hey, look her in the eyes deep.
Bro.
I'm not looking over there.
If you
look
don't,
her in the eyes.
If you don't text her that music video on Vivo later tonight just to see what the reaction is. Cause
I actually have not seen that music video. And I
things
think I
are there
to.
For the taking.
And I will say the J.J. Watt thing. I'll give you a comparison because I feel the same way about him. Russell Wilson. He got with Ciara. Now he wants to come out with these pictures of him with his hair brushed across his head, with his chest out.
But
Russell Wilson is lame.
But
be
some,
lame,
but
big
no,
man.
No. But sometimes you do find yourself later on with the help of someone else, which
yes.
is what I would give Russell Wilson.
Ciara,
I don't think J.J. Watt is anything other than what he portrays. Like he's a work hard kind of guy.
Yeah,
he lets you know, and that's fine.
That's what it is.
That's like, fine, but that doesn't bother me. I don't know. That seems like the kind of teammate anyone would want
to
have.
I would love to play with J.J. Watt.
No, I got it.
I would love to play with Russell Wilson.
But you don't think he's true to himself?
I wouldn't hang with them bastards out of the locker room if my life depended
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, I disagree on that.
When
all right.
go eat, I don't eat. You don't eat, bro? I don't eat.
All right, you got to wrap it up, J-Fig.
All right, so buckle up, guys, because a Mercury in retrograde started yesterday.
Ooh.
What is that?
Seriously?
It did.
Yes. What
explain,
is?
That explains so much, guys.
It does, actually, because yesterday was not such a great day. But basically, I'm not really into astrology or anything, but every time this thing happens, terrible things
but what
follow
is a
it.
What is a Mercury in retrograde?
I can't even give you the answer to that. I'll Google it.
Can you, Solana?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's very complex,
yeah, the
guys.
The couple
I was just about to say they can finish out. Each other's sentences.
Already.
Oh, my God.
What a
already.
Crazy twist there.
This is great.
I'm telling you, J-Fig, I don't read into a lot of stuff, but I don't even have to read into that. You go, the
you
song
don't
I'm
have
thinking
to. I
about.
I never said read into any of this.
Bro, you said the song I think about when I think of you is
That's
when are you
going
to give it to me?
No.
I mean, there's not much left nuance there. Like, it's kind of out
I like
there.
That straightforward game.
What is the Mercury in retrograde, Solana?
Mercury in retrograde, it means Mercury is lapping the Earth. So because it's completing like an orbit around the sun or whatever – it is said that when it is in retrograde, it's lapping the sun. It explains like a super phenomena of occurrences. More people are going to the hospital. People are making bad decisions. People are just doing.
You're telling me again what happens, but I like so it's just Mercury is lapping
yes.
Earth.
Don't look
into
it.
Oh, so it kind of offsets the natural. The natural
order,
yeah.
I think Dan Day may have the answer.
All right, let's go to Dan Day.
Well, I am an astronomer. Yes, it means that when you look up in the sky, it's not moving. It's not moving its normal direction. It's moving the opposite direction of all the other stars, and that it's usually moving.
Mercury.
I knew something was wrong this morning. My wife got up and was a little frisky. And I'm like, the kids are awake, and she
well,
went and
now you know
the door.
That
like,
Mercury. So Mercury was in retrograde.
Oh yeah, retrograde.
All right, follow Jen Figueroa, J Fig on Instagram. What is your Instagram handle now?
It is J Fig Radio. It is 1G on the Fig. It's
Jen,
Figgy.
I'm sorry, J Fig Radio. J Fig F-I-G Radio.
Correct.
Follow her on Instagram. Nice job, Jay Fig. I think
Thank
we
you.
Learned a lot, and I ain't
no,
even
you
lying.
Learned nothing.
I was expecting to learn some concert news and whatnot. I learned more than we bargained for.
Yeah, boy,
good
the
lord!
Way, the way,
put it out there, Jay Fig. Do
no.
your thing.
No, no.
Woo, man!
What'd they say you miss every shot you don't shoot.
You miss every shot you don't shoot. How
don't
you feeling back there,
one.
Solana?
I don't need one.
Solana, how you feeling back there?
I mean, it's really no surprise. Is it, guys?
Don't look at his gums. Don't check out the gums.
I'm a catch.
Happened there? That is Hot Mike with Jay Fig. Excellent. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. We're on University Drive. Now, what have I been saying for a while now? I know it's not hurricane season. We're in the middle of February. But this is the time to take care of getting impact windows and doors for your home. Because if you take care of it now, when hurricane season rolls around, you can relax knowing that you took care of everything at the beginning of the year. And so I always suggest BNT Impact Windows and Doors. That's the company my wife and I use. It's a great feeling when you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. And to be quite honest, this is tax refund time. Like, at least, you know, you may not have it yet, but you might be thinking about it if you're getting one. Perfect way to use it. PGT Impact Windows and Doors. And again, if you own a home in South Florida, you just can't imagine how safe and secure you're going to feel when you've got those PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting your house. So call BNT right now. Great way to start the week, even though it's Tuesday. Feels like Monday. Call them at 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can go online to bntimpactwindows.com. Don't forget to follow Jay Fig on Instagram, Jay Fig Radio. We're going to take a break here from Twin Peaks in Davie. And don't forget, in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to play Cheers 2. Chance for you to win $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
It's Figgy.